आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
So we are discussing the karma aspect of a realized person. We all know there are three types of karma: sanchit, prarabdha, and agami. What happens to these karmas for a realized person? So in the world, even after realization, we find that the realized person or a jnani is interacting with the world. He is perceiving five sense objects. He is sitting, he is sleeping, he is talking, he is walking. We see everything as if everything is normal from the outside. So why is he doing all this thing? It is because of prarabdha. It is because of prarabdha. He is going through different experience because of the prarabdha. So the rule is, if there is an effect, then there must be a cause for it. There cannot be an effect without a cause. Effect cannot come out of void. So if we are experiencing anything, there must be a cause for that. So for the sukh and dukh, what is the cause? Cause is our past karma, our past actions. And one thing is also sure, karma fall, the fruit of action comes after karma is done. Never before. Never before. Only success comes before work in dictionary. Success, the word S comes before work, W in dictionary. Karma fall never come before action. It will come after only. So realized person also enjoys and suffers because of prarabdha. Earlier we have seen his all sanchit karma and agami karma destroyed because of the knowledge. Because the kartitva is gone, doership is gone, jivatva is gone. Therefore, all his sanchit karma which has not fructified, Agami, the one, the actions which he will be doing in future after realization, both of them will not affect him. Both of them will not create any vasana. Agami will not create vasana because he is doing without doership. Without kartitva he is doing. Therefore, no formation of vasana. So whenever there is a doership, ego is there. And when the realization happens, ego is not there. Kartitva is not there. So simple. In dream, sometimes we do something good, something bad. But the fruits of dreams, if I have done something good or something bad, we don't experience in waking state. We don't experience. Whatever happens in the dream, we don't reap the fruit of that in the waking state. Same way, whatever is done in the waking state, the realized master does not experience in the Turiya Avastha. He has gone beyond the Jagrat Avastha. Therefore, he does not experience it. Okay. So, the moment a person wakes up, the ego comes. I am. The moment we wake up from our deep sleep or dream state, ego comes. I am is there. So the soul of action is the kartitva. What we are doing does not matter. What matters is it with or without ego? Is it with ego or without ego? That matters, not the action. Even if we do little bit of thing with ego, it will give a good amount of karma phal. Fruit of action will come. The result will be strong. And if it is done without ego, no vasanas are created. No vasanas are created. If done with ego, vasana is created. If done without ego, no vasana is created. See the science behind it. That is why again and again it is said that we have to do karma yoga to exhaust our vasanas. So because of this Brahma Jnan, ego is annihilated. Annihilated. Therefore, in verse number 448, it is said, Aham Brahmeti Vijnanat. The moment we come to know, I am Brahman, Kalpa Koti Sat Arjitam Sanchit Bilayam Jati. Kalpa Koti. From beginningless time, whatever action we have done, all the Sanchit Karma, they are all destroyed. All destroyed. Now in 449,
Yat kritam swapna velayam punyam va papam ulvanam
suptothitasya kim tat syat
Swargaya narakaya va. Yat kritam swapna velayam punyam va papam ulvanam suptothitasya kim tat syat swargaya narakaya va.
Very simple verse. Yat kritam swapna velayam. Yat, whatever, kritam, done. Swapna velayam, in the dream. So whatever is done in the dream, punyam va papam, meritorious action or sinful, ulvanam, intense. You have done intense punya and intense pap. Supta uttitasya, when you are awakened from the dream state. Uttitam. Kim tat syat swargayava narkayava cha. So what would be there? Will you go to Narak or Swarga when you get up? No, we don't go. So at the time of dream, he is doing a yajna, a noble act. Suppose in the dream you are doing the Gayatri yajna, Gayatri Havan you are doing. Or he is doing some horrible action which is unethical, immoral. That also happens. So what will happen when he wakes up? He realizes there was no ego, there was no papa and punya, because that the dreamer is not available in waker. Dreamer entity is separate, waker is separate. Therefore, no papa punya accrues for those actions. No papa punya accrues. Gurudev says, whatever activities have been done during the dream state of consciousness, sapna velayam, irrespective of their merits and demerits, cannot have any reaction after the individual has woken up. This is our experience also. Our experience. The good actions of the dream cannot give one extra happiness on awakening, nor can the crimes perpetrated in the dream give one consequent sorrow in his state of awakening. So we have to understand there is no transfer of account. Of the dream account is not transferred to Jagrat Avastha. Similarly, the Jagrat Avastha account is not transferred to Turiya Avastha. We have to understand. Supti Avastha is separate, Swapna Avastha is separate, Jagrat Avastha is separate, Turiya Avastha is separate. There is no intermingling or transfer of fruit of action from dream to Jagrat. In short, between the two states of consciousness, there cannot be any transaction for the subject that experienced the two states of consciousness totally different. Swapna Purush is different from the Jagrat Purush. Meaning, the waker as the waker is not available in the dream, and the dreamer as the dreamer is not there to experience the waking. Both states are separate. In the same way, the egocentric individuality must have performed innumerable actions in his pilgrimage from one form to another. We have done lot of action in our all previous lives. Yet now that the ego has ended, in his newfound experience of the infinite consciousness as his own true nature, none of these fruits of action karmaphal can ever affect him, because the doer of those actions is not available anymore. Because the kartitva is not there, doership is not there, so whatever packet of joy and sorrow comes, it cannot be delivered to doer. Why? Because he has become Brahman. And Brahman is a karta. Brahman is not responsible for any actions. Therefore, he never gets all those. All those are all destroyed.
Swamasangam udasinam. Parigyayana bhoyatha. Nashlishyati chayat kinchita. Kadachit bhavi karma bhihi. Swamasangam udasinam parigyayana bhoyatha. Nashlishyati chayat kinchita kadachit bhavi karma bhihi.
Asangam, being unattached. How is this person? Asangam, being unattached. Udasinam, indifferent. Yatha, just as Nabha means the sky, Parigyaya, one who is realized. Parigyaya means one who is realized. Swam, realize what? His own self. One who has realized his own self. Now he understands that he is asangam, unattached, self is unattached, self is udasin, indifferent, nasrishyati cha, never is concerned. With what? Yat kinchit kadachit bhavi karma bhi. Bhavi karma bhi. Any type of action done at any time, he is not concerned. He is not concerned. So bhavi karma bhi, what about the future karma of the realized person? Sanchit we have already seen. All destroyed because the doership is gone. About the bhavi, future, realized person is living and exhausting his prarabdha. He will not create new vasanas. He is free from the future action. Why is not creating future? Why is not creating vasana? No doership. Vasanas are created only when the doership is there. When the doership is not there, ego is not there, no more vasanas. So how he remains free? Agamikarm, he has got the knowledge of the self. True self is asanga. He knows I am Atman. He knows I am Atman, I am Brahman, I am unattached, I am unaffected, uncontaminated. Many times we have proved the Atma is not contained or affected by any actions of the body. He maintains that I am Atman, therefore karma does not taint or touch him. How? Like on the Padma Patre lotus leaf, there is a drop of water. But that water is not drenching that leaf, not affected at all. So on the realized person, on the strength of his knowledge, he maintains asangata. Although he is active, but inside he is detached. Outside he is very active. But inside he is detached fully. Nabhayatha, like space. Space remains unattached, untouched. Many things are happening in the space. Many things are happening. But the space is untouched. Stars and planets, sun, moon, they are all moving there. Sometimes the star also fall also, or there are storms, or other things are happening. But the Nabha is not affected. Sun is illuminating all the actions happening in the world, good or bad. Sun is not affected. Asanga. Sun is asanga. Surya is asanga. Okay. So, Gurudev says, in short, karma is done by the ego and the ego alone can get its reward and punishment. Ego alone, jivatva, individuality, doer has to experience both sorrow and reward, punishment also, reward. When the doer of the action, the vain ego, has been totally sublimated, who is to receive the result? Kisko milega? Who is going to receive? Postman will come and deliver, not found. Where is Mr. JKNR? Oh, there is no JKNR. Who are you? I am Brahman. You cannot deliver that packet to me. And the postman takes it away. Addressee not found. When the ego is no more, the results of the karma done by the ego cannot take effect and therefore no agami can function. However, the karma that have taken effect already, for the experience of which the man of realization had taken this embodiment, that is the prarabdha. What is prarabdha? Prakarsena arabdha. Out of the total sanchit karma, some of the karma have fructified to give their result. Karma give result at different times. A karma done today may give us result after 100 lives also. So out of many actions we have done, some of them are fructified, and for those fructified karma fall, we have taken this body. So this body has to enjoy and suffer all those fruit of action which are fructified. So prarabdha will continue to function, and this is the topic that Shankar hereafter takes up for elaboration. Next.
Nanabho ghata yogena. Suragandhena lipyate. Tathatmopadhi yogena. तथात्मोपाधि योगेन
तद्धर्मैर्नैव लिप्यते
तद्धर्मैर्नैव लिप्यते
ननभो घटयोगेन सुरागन्धेन लिप्यते तथात्मोपाधि योगेन तद्धर्मैर्नैव लिप्यते
न नभ न नॉट नभ मीन्स द स्पेस घट योगेन सुरागंधेन लिप्यते घट योगेन बिकॉज ऑफ इट्स कॉन्टेक्ट विद द पॉट सो देर इज ए पॉट घट इन द घट देर इज ए पॉट स्पेस एंड इन दैट पॉट स्पेस सुरागंधेन लिप्यते देर इज ए सुरा सुरा मीन्स यू कैन से वाइन लीकर सुरागंधेन Why Shankaracharya has taken sura? He could have taken milk also, na? Milk also. But he took sura. Because the sura smell, you can easily, you can smell and say, this is sura. This is wine. This is liquor. So, na nabhagata yogana sura gandhena lipyate. The pot space is never affected by the smell of that content of the sura. Do you all accept?
No.
There is a ghat. In ghat there is a pot space. In that pot sura is kept. And Shankaracharya is saying the pot space is not affected by the smell of that sura. What is affected is the ghat. The air. Air is affected. But the space is even subtler than air, we all know. We are all Vedanti. And already Shankaracharya said in Nabha, whatever happens in the space, space is never affected. We have already seen in the previous verse. So what is affected is the pot. Inside space of the pot is affected. The air around that space is affected. But you will not find the space becoming sarabi, intoxicated with that sura. Can you see the space dancing? No. You will not see the space dancing. Space never becomes affected by the smell or the content. Like space is not affected by all types of tornadoes or heat, cold, whatever is happening inside there, thunder, storm, space is not affected. Same way, the katakas is also not affected. Okay. Similarly, this body is also a ghat. This body is also a ghat in which And this ghat is how is that? Filled with sura. All the filthy things are there. And all the bad or good actions are also done by this body. And the atma resides in that. Is the atman affected? Many times we have proved atman is not affected by that. So atman and anatman are together. Atman and atman are together. But atman is not affected by anatman. Anatman means gross body, subtle body and the causal body. This gross body, subtle body, causal body is the ghat. This body is a ghat in which the atman is there. This atman is not affected. Same way Brahmagyani who is Brahman remains untouched while acting in the world. He is untouched by pap punya. No pap punya. Because he is not doer. In Gita it is said, naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyate tattvavit. The tattvavit, the knower of truth. He always knows that he is doing nothing. No doership is there, no ego is there. So how can atma be karta? Atma cannot do anything. Atma is sachi only watching. In ignorance we superimpose the actions of the body and atman. In ignorance.
But Atma is akarta, we all know. Atma is akarta. Atma is non-doer. So therefore, agami karma cannot touch him. Sanchit karma already destroyed, proved earlier. So what will happen to prarabdha karma? Gurudev says, space is present everywhere. The contents in the space can never contaminate it. A toddy pot may contaminate the surrounding atmosphere, the air, but not the space. The space in the pot cannot be conditioned by the contents of the pot. Similarly, even though a realized man lives in the body cannot condition him. At all times, he is conscious of his oneness with the infinitude, he being the subtler than the subtlest. Atma is the subtlest thing, even subtler than Nabha, space or sky. He cannot be conditioned by the vasanas of his past actions, but this body being prarabdha, that which is the result of the past actions, which have already started yielding fruits, has to continue existing till it exhausts itself by itself. It will exhaust. Next.
Jnanodayat purarabdham. Jnanodayat purarabdham. Karma jnana nashyati. Karma jnana nashyati. Adatva saphalam laksham. Adatva saphalam laksham. Uddishyot srishta banavata.
Uddishyot srishta banavata.
Jnanodayat purarabdham. Karma jnana nashyati. Adatva saphalam laksham. Uddishyot srishta banavata.
Karma arabdham pura jnanodayat. Karma actions. Arabdham, which was performed, which has fructified, and for that we got this body. We got this body to enjoy and suffer the actions which have fructified. When these actions were done, pura, before this body came into existence, before that we have done jnanodayat, and it was done before we realize ourselves, before the dawn of knowledge. Jnanatma nasyati, and because of the self-knowledge, it will not get destroyed. So prarabdha karma, which was done before the dawn of knowledge, and prarabdha, what is that prarabdha karma? Prarabdha karma is that which has fructified and for which we got this body to experience. It will not get destroyed by knowledge. Sanchit karma is destroyed, agami is destroyed, but the prarabdha karma is not destroyed. So how it will get destroyed? Adatva swaphalam, it will give its fruits. Then it will get destroyed. Without giving fruits, prarabdha will not get destroyed. Adatva swaphalam, lacham uddishya uttrishta banvat. Like what? Laksham uddishya, there is a laksha. Laksha is a goal or an object is there. And you have drawn an arrow and you have shot that arrow. Now that arrow which has already shot, can you stop it? Can you change the object? Don't go this side, don't go that side. Stop, come back. No! You can't do anything. You can't do anything. So, jnanodayat pura arabdha karma, we have done many karma before realization to experience the fruit of our karma. We got this body. We got this body because of our prarabdha karma. Even if we realize in this body, the fructified karma fall, we have to experience. So, know for sure, whether you are a jnani or a jnani, we have to enjoy and suffer prarabdha.
Prarabdha cannot be destroyed unless you experience it. Jnanatna nasyati, by that knowledge Prarabdha is not destroyed. So how Prarabdha was created? By our past actions. By our past actions. It was created. Because of our action, we got this body. Prarabdha. It is my Prarabdha that I am in Yamunotri. It is your Prarabdha that we are sitting and listening to Vivek Churamani. Prarabdha. It is our Prarabdha we got this family. It is our Prarabdha we got the such condition and circumstances we get in the life. Everything is dependent on the karma. Whose karma? Teacher's karma. No, our own karma. Because of our karma, we got such family, such children, good or bad, whatever it is. Or the circumstances, good or bad, because of our karma. So if we think or assume that the prarabdha will also get destroyed by the atmagyan, then the body of realized will drop immediately. Immediately it will drop. फिर ज्ञान कहां से मिलेगा? Who will teach you? Who will share his experience? Cannot get. Okay, and we will not be able to see Jnani also. Since we see Jnani, therefore we have to admit that the Prarabdha is there. Prarabdha is there. Prarabdha is there. So Prarabdha is not binding on Jnani, but he has to experience it. Adatva swaphalam laksham uddhisya utrishtabhanvat. One example is given here, an arrow shot will not drop in the middle or recoil or... You can try it. If you don't have bow and arrow and all that, that children play with the dot, na? Think that is arrow. You throw it. And then you recall. It won't come. It will go and hit. It will go and hit that target. Similarly, body is an arrow and already shot from quiver, tarkas. It will go through prarabdha and without reaching aim, laksha, it will not drop. Gurudev said, the vasanas which have started yielding fruits before the auspicious hour of realization will not cease to yield fruit of after realization. At a particular stage in his pilgrimage of life, an individual realizes the truth. Shankaracharya at the age of 12, Vivekananda at 24, and Buddha at 42 are some of the examples. At different period of time, we get realization. But before realization, the individual had already been conceived in his mother's womb and had started his earthly career. The great pilgrimage that has started as in itself an expression of the past vasanas, the karma that has started manifesting does not end because of jnana. Because of its prarabdha, the body continues to exist even after realization. The body has to go through all the experience because of it, the past karma. Now, Gurudev is telling there are two standpoints. One is the standpoint from the individual standpoint, Jnani standpoint. Another is the world standpoint. How the world sees Jnani and how Jnani sees it. From the standpoint of the realized man, it is prarabdha of the body. It is the prarabdha of the body. And so it has to live through it. In our case, it is our prarabdha. Hence we suffer through it life, whether we like it or not. The realized man is not involved in the experience of the body. It is only others around him who get involved with it. Already we have seen that he considers his body as chayavat, as a shadow. We have already seen that a realized person has got no ahamta and mamta in body. He knows this body is different from me. He knows this thing. Irrespective of the involvements of the subject, the prarabdha will not end without yielding its due. The arrow that has left the bow must reach its target. After leaving the bow, it cannot be stopped. You may change your mind only before it leaves.
Once it has left, it shall certainly reach the target. This body is the arrow which has already started from the mother's womb and has been aimed at tomb. Aim is tomb. Started from womb to tomb. From the womb to tomb is its journey. In that flight, having started its career, nobody can stop it now. Nobody can stop it. To elucidate clearly the subtle distinction indicated here, Shankar gives in the following verse an unforgettable illustration. Very good illustration example Shankaracharya is giving. 453.
व्याघ्रबुद्ध्याविनिर्मुक्तः बाणः पश्चात्तु गोमतौ नतिष्ठति चिनत्तेव लक्ष्यं वेगेन निर्भरम् व्याघ्रबुद्ध्याविनिर्मुक्तः बाणःपश्चात्तु गोमतौ नतिष्ठति चिनत्तेव लक्ष्यं वेगेन निर्भरम्
वेरी सिंपल Vyagra Buddhaya, thinking it to be a tiger. Vyagra, a tiger. Vyagra Buddhaya, thinking there is a tiger there. Binirmukta, you sought what? An arrow. Bana. Thinking that to be a tiger, you sought an arrow. Paschatu gomato. Now after the shooting that arrow, you change your mind or you see, no, it is not a Vyagra, it is not a tiger, it is a cow. Natishtati, the arrow will not stop. Chinnati eva, it will pierce definitely. Laksham, target. You thought it to be a tiger, now it turned out to be a cow. It will go and hit its target. Begena, with the force, nirvaram, with the full force. The force which you applied on the arrow, it will go with that force. You cannot change its speed, direction, nothing you can do. Okay. Natishtati chinnati. Arrow will not stop because the hunter has changed his mind. By just wishing, it will not stop. It will go and hit the target with the force. Maharaj Dasarath. He went for hunting. He thought that is an animal. Shot an arrow. What happened after that? He found it was the parents of Shravan Kumar. Could not change anything. He has to take the curse. Similarly, Sarir is an arrow which is already shot. Realization will not stop the journey of the body. It will continue. Therefore, Jivan Mukta also has to experience his prarabdha even after Atmagyan. Some people attribute only sorrow. Some people think prarabdha means only sorrow. No! Prarabdha means both sukha and dukkha. So don't think you are seeing only dukkha of the realized. No! Sometimes you will feel sukhi also. He is happy also. So that also is because of the prarabdha. Gurudev says, a hunter thinking that there was a tiger aimed an arrow at it and shot it. As the arrow whizzed toward the target, the hunter recognized it to be a cow. Now what could he do? By his revised knowledge, the arrow does not stop in its flight. Certainly it strikes the target with the full force. The knowledge that it is a cow does not change or modify the direction of the arrow. Similarly, we got the body, now we got the realization. I am Gyani, I am Brahman. It will not change its course. Body will continue. In the past, thinking that you are the body, you let loose many arrows of the thoughts and desires. In the midst of this suffering, you realize the truth. Still, you are the son of your father. Even after realization, I am son of my father, the father of your children, and husband your wife, or perhaps the wife your husband. Once the thoughts have been wished and willed in a particular direction, they have to take their course and come to manifestation in the given body, the body has to go through the convulsions and enjoyments and suffering. No one can stop this. The Agami and Sanchit can be eliminated, but not Prarabdha. The Prarabdha body, not of the realized individual. Now Shankaracharya is going to prove that Prarabdha is not there for Jnani. So long we were thinking nothing can be done of the Prarabdha. Now he will prove that there is no Prarabdha even for Jnani also. For he who lives, it has no more identification of his body because he is disidentified with the body. So therefore, from the standpoint of Jnani, there is no Sanchit, there is no Prarabdha, there is no Agami. And he will prove that there is no Prarabdha for him. From verse 454 onwards, Shankar discusses Prarabdha and how it works for the man of realization. Next, 454.
Prarabdham balavattaram khaluvidam. Prarabdham balavattaram khaluvidam. Bhogena tasya kshayah.
Bhogena tasya kshayah.
Samyajnana hutashanena vilayah. Praksanchitagaminam. Brahmatmaikyam avikshatan mayataya. Ye sarvada samsthita. Tesham tatritayam nahi kvachidapi. Brahmaivate nirgunam. Prarabdham balavattaram khaluvidam. Bhogena tasya kshayah. Samyajnana hutashanena vilayah. Praksanchitagaminam. Brahmatmaikyam avikshatanmayataya. Ye sarvada samsthitah. Tesham tatritayam nahi kvachidapi. Brahmaivate nirgunam.
Prarabdham balvataram khalu vidam. Vidam for the realized person. For the realized person, prarabdham balvataram, very powerful. For the realized person also, this prarabdha karma is powerful. Khalu indeed. Bhogena tasya chaya. And because they become not only when you exhaust it by experience. When you experience it, then only they will be exhausted. Samyak jnan hutasena. So what will happen with the fire of the knowledge which you got, atma jnan? It is said, samyak jnan hutasena vilaya, destroyed by the knowledge of the self. What is destroyed? Prak sanchit agaminam. The earlier sanchit karma and agami karma, these two are destroyed. That we have already seen. Now Shankaracharya is saying, Brahma Atma Ekam Aviksha, having realized oneness of Atma and Brahman, once I comes to know that this my Atman is Brahman, Tanmayata, and he is identified with it. Tanmayata is identified, Atman is Brahman. Ye Sarvada Sansita, and he very well remains in that, he abides in that I am Brahman. Tesam Tatridyam, for them, Tatatriyam, all three, Triyam, three, Sanchit, Prarabdha, and Agami. Tat Triyam, nahi kvachit api, they does not exist. Lo. All three gone. Earlier proved by Atmagyan, Sanchit, and Agami. Now he says, one who has realized that Atman is Brahman and who is abiding in that, who is identified with the Brahman fully, tesam tatriya titayam. For them, this sanchit agami and prarabdha nahi kochit api does not exist even anywhere. Kuch hai nahi uske liye, nothing. Why? Brahma evate nirgunam. They are truly nirgun Brahma. They are truly nirgun Brahma. I am Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. So in this verse we find all three karma discussed. Slowly Shankaracharya is step by step taking us. Slowly he is taking us. Jnani has to enjoy and suffer. But from his own standpoint, you will find he is not suffering. From world standpoint, we see his body, mind, intellect suffering. That is anatma. He has already disidentified with anatma. He is identified tanmayataya. He is identified with what? Brahmatma ekyam. He is abiding that I am Brahman. And earlier already proved that ghatakas is not affected by the toddy. Similarly, this ghat, gross body, subtle body, and the causal body in which the Atman is there is not affected. Atman is not affected by whatever is happening to gross body, subtle body, and causal body. So knowledge does not destroy prarabdha, number one. Knowledge does not destroy the prarabdha, but samyajnana, what it will do? That fire of knowledge will destroy your sanchit karma and agami karma. That we have already seen. And in Bhagavad Gita also, we have seen, earlier also in chapter 4, jnana agni sarv karmani bhasmasat kurte tatha, jnana agni will destroy all karma. All karma means sanchit and agami. All sanchit and agami. Now you can say, after studying Vivek Chudamani, therefore they realize there is no prarabdha also. Why there is no prarabdha? Reason? He is not identified with his body. He considers his body as chaya, as shadow. There is no ahamta and mamta in this body. Who is suffering? Body is suffering. Let body suffer. So for them, all three actions, sanchit, prarabdha, agami, are not now. They are not affected by all three. Prarabdha is there, but the jivan mukta is not affected because ego is not there. Ego is not there. It is always the ego which has to suffer. And he has become transcendental Brahman without guna. So all three gunas become, all three karma become ineffective. Inside, he is free. Gurudev says, prarabdha karma is very strong even for those who have known reality. The agami and sanchit can end by the experience of the higher, but the prarabdha will end only when it has been lived through. Then whether a person is a jnani or a jnani, he has to live through it. There is no escape. A jnani may have luxurious smile on his face since he knows that he is not the equipment. He knows, I am not this anatma. And a jnani, unfortunately, will make a long face, for he will not have the strength to grin and bear his lot. The fire of knowledge kindled by the experience of reality burns the vasanas that have been stored from the past and the vasanas that are yet to manifest in the future birth. When Brahman and Atman are understood to be one and the same, the individual remains to that experience only. When I realize that the self in me is the self present everywhere, I remain absorbed in it. Tanmayataya. No more do I identify. Underline the word identify. No more. He is not identifying with the body. No more do I identify with the BMI, but I remain there and there alone. Those who have been lifted themselves from their identification from the BMI and identified and are identified with the reality and remain there, then in those moments to such individual there is no prarabdha. He has disidentified with his body and he has identified with the Atman. We all are disidentified with Atman and identified with the body. So our case is altogether different. We all enjoy and suffer. Naturally, when I am not conscious of the body, mind and intellect, whatever the equipments might do in the world outside, whatever they may perceive or get as reaction, they do not affect me because I am my own self, fully engaged in it. My attention is totally turned toward infinite. None of the three categories of karmas affect such individual at such moments of experience. They are Brahman alone. The Brahman is absolute, and being absolute, it has no properties. It is nirguna, without guna. Thus, the three karmas, sanchit, agami, and prarabdha, leave us only when the ego is completely dead. Vasanas can affect only the ego. The ego is liquidated in the transporting experience of the infinite. A man of realization becomes himself the Brahman, which has no qualities. He becomes nirguna, nirakar, Brahman. He thinks that. He identifies with that. He has already identified with BMI. Therefore, if the BMI is suffering, he is not suffering. Next.
Upadhi tadatma vihina kevala.
Upadhi tadatma vihina kevala.
Brahmātma-naivātma-nitiṣṭhato muneh.
Brahmātma-naivātma-nitiṣṭhato
muneh. Prārabdha-sadbhāva-kathāna-yukta.
Prārabdha-sadbhāva-kathāna-yukta.
Svapnārtha-sambandha-kateva-jāgratah.
Svapnārtha-sambandha-kateva-jāgratah.
Upādhi-tādātmya-vihīna-kevala. Brahmātma-naivātma-nitiṣṭhato-munehe. Prārabdha-sadbhāva-kathāna-yukta. Svapnārtha-sambandha-kateva-jāgratah.
Mune, the sage, the realized person, a jnani, tishtataha, he remains. So, jnani remains where? Brahma-atmana-evatmani. He remains in the Brahman. No more individuality is there. No more limitation. No more ego is there. He is established in Brahman. How is that Brahman? Keval, non-dual. Upadhi tadatna vina, free of any limitation. Upadhi, conditioning. Upadhi bihin, free of limitation. And then, prarabdha sadbhav kathana yukta, for such person, question of existence of prarabdha, prarabdha sadbhav, sat means existence, sadbhav kathana yukta, it is meaningless. Where is prarabdha for such a person who is identified with the Brahman, which is non-dual, who is without any limitation of upadhi? For such a person, where is prarabdha katha? Svapnartha sambandha katha eva jagrata. The question of man having anything to do with the dream object when he is awakened? When I come out from the dream, is there a meaning of the dream object after awakening? No. The sage who is ever absorbed in his own self as Brahman, non-dual and free from limitation, the question of existence of prarabdha is meaningless, just as the question of a man having anything to do with the dream object is meaningless when he is awakened. So we have already seen that he has got no aham bhava, mam bhava, and the conditioning, his body is like a chaya, like a shadow, and he is abiding in Brahman. Such person, sadbhav katha prarabdha, existence of prarabdha is not there. Existence of prarabdha is not there for such person. He is experiencing prarabdha, but it is meaningless for him. Example, one who has awakened from the dream, talks of dreaming, meaningless after that. After awakening, talks of dreaming, meaningless. Dream is unreal. He will not say that in dream he worked for 30 years. Now after awakening he will ask for pension. Mera pension kahan hai? For 30 years I worked in the dream. Give me my pension. I want to retire now. Do you get pension? No. You will not get. And if someone is expecting pension, then he is deluded. You know? Such person deluded. The man who has awakened to the higher plane of consciousness has no more body, mind and intellect conditioning. The feeling that I am the body, the mind and the intellect is not in him. Egocentric individuality cannot maintain itself when the identification with the body, mind and intellect is withdrawn. He has withdrawn from BMI. He has disidentified from BMI and he is now identified with Atman. When the individuality becomes unconditioned by the equipment, it becomes the alone, Keval. Disidentify from the body. You reach Keval, you reach Brahman, you reach Atman. The alone expressing through the BMI is the personality, the ego. As an ego, when I look into the world outside, I find a world of endless objects, emotions and thoughts. The multiplicity is perceived only when I look out through the equipment of body, mind and intellect. In deep sleep, there is no mind, there is no world. When in Jagrat Avastha, through my mind I see outside world, then we see duality, plurality. But in the deep sleep, it's gone, it's not there. One more we'll see, 456.
Nahi prabuddha pratibhasa dehe. Nahi prabuddha pratibhasa dehe. Deho payoginapi cha prapanche. Deho payoginapi cha prapanche. Karotyahantam mamatam idantam. Karotyahantam mamatam idantam. Kintu swayam tishthati jagarena. Kintu swayam tishthati jagarena. Nahi prabuddha pratibhasa dehe, deho payogin api cha prapanche, karotyahantam mamatam idantam, kintu swayam tishthati jagarena.
Prabuddha means awakened from sleep. Prabuddha, the realized person, he indeed, what he does not, karoti, entertain. The realized person does not entertain what? Ahantam, I-ness. Mamatam, minus. Idantam, thisness. So these three are not there. In which? Pratibhasate, in the dream body. Pratibhasate, in the dream body, he has got no ahantam, mamta, and idantam. Deha upayogini, objects of the dream. And apicha prapanche. Prapanch means the dream world. Kintu swayam tishtati jagarena. But he himself lives awakened to the self. So he who has awakened from sleep has no idea of I and mind with respect to the dream body, nor for the objects of the dream world related to it. He lives ever awake to his own self. So why there is nothing to do with the prarabdha? Woken from the dream. He has woken from the dream. We have already seen this. Jagrat is also dream number one. One who comes out from this dream number one, he goes to the Turiya state. This waking world, this Jagrat Avastha is dream number one. From dream number one, we go to dream number two. When we come out from dream number two to dream number one, we say dream number two is false. Same way when we come out from this dream number one, which is Jagrat Avastha, and we reach to the Turiya Avastha, we come to know that Brahman or the Atman is Brahman, then this Jagrat Avastha is also false for him. It is just like a dream. We find Janak as Ashtavakra Muni, with eight bands. When he entered the hall of Raja Janak, all his ministers started laughing. Yeah? A realized person with eight bands, you can imagine when he was entering the Sabha of Janak, all the ministers started laughing that he is going to answer the question of Maharaja Janak. And in front of everybody, he said, "You're all mantris are cobbler. Mochi a mochi. They are seeing only the outside eight bands only. They can't see inside." Because all they started laughing. Then Maharaja said, with honor, gave him a seat and said, "Maharaj, I have got a question. I am Raja Janak. Last night I dreamt that I became beggar. Now please tell me which one is real. Am I Raja or am I a beggar of the dream?" Ashtabhakra said, "Raja, neither you are Raja nor you are beggar. You are Raja in the Jagrat Avastha. You were beggar in the dream number two. In dream number two, you were beggar. In dream number one, you are considering yourself as Raja. Come out of this dream number one. You are neither Raja nor a beggar." That was the answer given by Ashtavakra. In Ramayana it says, "Jage bin dukh dur na hoi, jo sapne sir kate koi." In sapna somebody is cutting, beheading you, and you are crying. At that time you are suffering. Come out of the dream. You will find your head is intact. Is it not so? "Jage bin dukh dur na hoi, jo sapne sir kate koi." We are suffering in this Jagrat Avastha, is it not so? Come out of this Jagrat Avastha. You will find there is no sorrow. In Atmabodh we have seen, "Sansara sapna tulyo hi raga desh sankulam, swakale satyavat bhati prabodhe sat asat bhavet." Sansara sapna tulyo, this sansara, this Jagrat Avastha is like a dream. Sapna tulyo. How is that? Raga desh sankulam. There is likes and dislikes. "Swakale satyavat bhati," it appears to be real. When we are in dream number two, it appears real. In dream number one, in the Jagrat also, it seems all, everything is real. "Swakale satyabhatvati prabhote sat asat." But when you awaken, you will come to know this Jagrat Avastha is also a dream. Like dream number two, this dream number one is also a dream only. And in Ramayana again, at some place, Shankar Bhagwan says to Uma, Parvati ji, "Sat Hari Bhajan." What is Sat? Hari Bhajan is Sat. "Jagat Sab Sapna." Whole Jagat is Sapna only. "Uma Kahun Main Anubhav Apna." Oh Uma, I am telling you my experience. Hari Bhajan is Sat. Other than Hari Bhajan, everything is Sapna. Now you think, when we are awake for 18 hours, hope you sleep only 6 hours. Are you doing Hari Bhajan, which is Sat? Other than Hari Bhajan, Sapna. Useless thing we are doing. Shankar Bhagwan is saying that I am telling you my own experience. So, jo sapna hai, wo apna nahi hai. Understand this. Jo sapna hai, wo apna nahi hai. More will take in our next class. Om Purna.
tamad purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate om shanti shanti shantihi hari om shri gurubhyo namah hari om.